The parents of the 6-year-old West Texas child who died in a hospital after testing positive for measles shared their story with Children's Health Defenses, CHD, Polly Tommy and Brian Hooker, PhD, in a live interview recorded Saturday in Seminole, Texas. Tommy and Hooker made the trip to Seminole, where the parents live, to see for themselves what was happening in the West Texas measles outbreak. Seminole is in Gaines County, where the number of measles cases is highest, according to the Texas Department of State Health Services. The mother of the child who died on February 26 said her last interaction with her daughter involved trying to give her a drink of water. "I just remember before they wanted to put her on the ventilator that she was very thirsty," the mother recalled. "Her mouth was all sticky and I wanted to give her water, but they didn't let me." On today's episode of Us Good Morning, CHD, Tommy, CHD.TV program director, and Hooker, CHD's chief scientific officer, showed the footage from their in-person interview with the parents. "This is their story," Tommy said. "This is how they wanted you to hear it from them." The parents said that when their daughter first became sick, they knew she had measles because they knew that other children in their community had it and that measles were going around. They took their daughter to see a doctor 2 days after her rash appeared. The doctor gave the mother something for her cough and sent her home with instructions to give her Tylenol to control the fever. The girl's measles started going away, but her fever kept getting worse. The mother said, "Then I just noticed one morning that she was saying she was getting very tired and I was just noticing her breathing wasn't normal. And that's when we just decided to go to the emergency room and get it checked out." She said there wasn't anything very bad happening at that point. "It was just something I was concerned about. Hospital said child had pneumonia." At the hospital, staff asked whether the child was vaccinated with the measles mumps rubella, MMR vaccine. The parents said she wasn't. The hospital staff determined she had pneumonia in her left lung. They said if it would get worse, they would probably drain the fluids and it would get better, the mother said. But they never did. "I don't know why not. They didn't tell us." The child was transferred to the intensive care unit, ICU. The mother said. Just before she got into ICU, the one nurse mentioned breathing treatments, but that's when they transferred her downstairs. And then I asked the nurse later if they were still going to do some breathing treatments, and she just said that it wasn't going to do her any good. The nurse didn't explain how it was decided that breathing treatments would not help the girl. The girl's measles were mostly gone by the time she was admitted to the ICU, according to the parents. There was only a little bit on her arms and legs. Her face, stomach, and back were already clear. Hospital staff chose to put the child on a ventilator. The parents said they could visit her during the day, but not at night. The mother said. "They just told us they were going to rent us a hotel nearby, and that's where we were supposed to stay, spend the night, because the room was very small. There wasn't anything in there that we could sleep on. There were barely 2 chairs in one corner." When the parents left for the hotel that evening, hospital staff sedated the child and intubated her. According to the Cleveland Clinic, intubation involves inserting a tube through a person's mouth or nose, then down into their airway so the patient can receive oxygen from a ventilator, a machine that blows oxygen into the airway and lungs. The child was asleep, as in, sedated, until her death. Tommy asked, "What was the last thing she said to you?" The parents looked at one another as they tried to remember. "I don't know," the mother said. "I just remember before they wanted to put her on the ventilator that she was very thirsty. She was very thirsty. Her mouth was all sticky and I wanted to give her water, but they didn't let me." The mother broke down in tears. "Take a moment. I'm sorry," Tommy said. A community member came and hugged the mother. The father also became teary. "I'm so sorry," Hooker said. Tommy asked if the parents would like to stop the interview. "That's okay," the mother said. Doctor told parents their daughter was too sick to put on life support. The second night their child spent in the hospital, the parents went back to Gaines County to see their other 4 children, ages 7, 5, 3 and 2, who were missing them. But the hospital staff called them around 4:30 a.m. "They said she was getting very bad," the father said. "We had to go, had to come really fast to the hospital. the parents set out on the roughly 1.5-hour drive to Lubbock. While the parents were driving, the hospital staff called again, asking if they could put the child on life support because that was probably the only thing that could save her life at this point, the mother said. She told the hospital staff, "Yes, whatever it takes to save her." The parents arrived at the hospital. The mother said, "They told us to go back into the waiting room and wait there until they were done with whatever they were doing to put her on life support. But it didn't take very long for the doctor to come back in there, and he just said that she was probably too sick to put her on life support and her brain was probably already passed away anyway." Parents' 4 other children recovered swiftly from measles without hospital treatment. The parents went on to share that their 4 remaining children came down with measles shortly after their 6-year-old died in the hospital. As the defender previously reported, Dr. Ben Edwards drove to Seminole to assess and treat the children during the viewing of the deceased child. Edwards is an integrative medicine family practitioner in Lubbock who runs a private practice serving roughly 2,000 patients. He confirmed that the 4 children had measles and gave them cod liver oil, a food-based source of vitamin A, and budesonide, a steroid used to relieve inflammation affecting the airways. "They had a really good quick recovery," the mother said. The father agreed, adding that they got over the measles in just 5 days from when their spots appeared. Tommy said she had met other Seminole parents whose children were unvaccinated against measles, who came down with measles and recovered after being treated by Edwards. These other Seminole parents told her they would rather have this than the MMR vaccination because they've seen so much injury from the vaccine, Tommy said. She asked the mother if she felt the same way. "Yes, absolutely," the mother said. "We would absolutely not take the MMR. The measles wasn't that bad. The 4 children, got over it pretty quickly and Dr. Edwards was there for us." The father agreed. "It was amazing. He was great." Tommy asked what the couple would like to tell other parents who see fearmongering reports about the death of the couple's child. "What do you say to the parents that are rushing out, panicking to get the MMR for a 6-month-old baby because they think that that child is going to die of measles because of what happened to your daughter?" The mother asked for the question to be repeated in German by the translator who was standing by. The mother explained, through the translator, that she would still advise people not to get the shot, and that measles is not as bad as the media makes it out to be. "Is there anything the community can do for you?" Tommy asked. "Pray. Just pray for us. That's the best you can do, for now," the father said. Watch the full interview here.